John S. Doyle is here with what it says in the papers.
The next general election is the main topic for a number of papers. In the Irish Times, Cormac McQuinn writes that preparations for an early election are ramping up as the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, confirmed publicly for the first time yesterday that he expects to go to the people this year. A date towards the end of November is seen in government circles as the most likely time for the election to be held, the paper says, reporting that, as you may have heard in the bulletin, the three government leaders are due to discuss the timing at a meeting this evening. The Taoiseach is quoted as saying he has no intention of springing a surprise on my coalition colleagues. Kevin Doyle reports in the Irish Independent's lead story that Fine Gael is gambling on Simon Harris's popularity with the public to help it retain power, despite an exodus of high-profile TDs. The latest to head for the exit, Heather Humphreys, is the subject of a letter to The Independent and The Times from John O'Brien of Clonmel. He says he was surprised and disappointed to hear that she would not be contesting the next election. I always saw her as a sagacious and judicious minister, he writes. The Independent's leader writer has a similarly positive view of Ms. Humphreys, noting that though her grandfather signed the Ulster Covenant in 1912, which pledged to support the Union no matter what, she always described herself as a proud Ulster woman, a Protestant and an Irish Republican. She leaves yet another gaping hole in Fine Gael's lineup for the election, the paper says. Still on the election, the Irish Sun leads with a report that Gerry Hutch, described by the paper as a crime boss, is plotting to take on Mary Lou MacDonald at the ballot box. Monk can rock the vote, says the Irish Daily Star headline. A former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Councillor Niall Ring, is quoted as saying that Hutch will win votes if he contests the Dublin Central constituency against what the paper calls the scandal-hit Sinn Féin leader Ms MacDonald and other big names. The Irish Examiner leads with the news that primary schools are increasingly having to turn to unqualified staff to cover absences as they struggle to recruit teachers. That's from a survey of primary schools carried out by the Irish National Teachers Organisation. Schools estimate that almost 1,000 teaching posts are unfilled at the moment, Jess Casey reports. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that Gardaí say they are making steady progress in the investigation of the suspected murder of 8-year-old Kieran Dernan. Nicola Donnelly writes that Gardaí are set to start a dig this week for the missing boy, who she says is presumed dead. The nightmare is intensifying, says the headline over an editorial in The Times. The killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar should surely have presented an opportunity to end the war in Gaza, as Israel achieved one of its key aims, says the writer. Yet there is no sign of this happening. Sinwar was by no means universally loved by Gazans, many of whom blame him for their present plight, says The Times. But the brutal assaults on Gaza over the weekend offer little hope of any early diplomatic breakthrough. The opportunity presented by the killing of Sinwar is being allowed to slip past. The Examiner has a two-page report on flooding and how to deal with it. Neil Michael reports on an innovative scheme which introduced beavers to areas of England badly hit by flooding, maybe applicable in an Irish context. Engineering is to the fore on the Times editorial page. There is an appreciation of Kit Paul Williams, who died last month after what is described as a prodigious career in bridge architecture. Meanwhile, An Irishman's Diary by Brian May is devoted to John Benson, who was born in Colooney, County Sligo, and died 150 years ago. He too designed many bridges, notably St Patrick's Bridge in Cork.
John S. Doyle.